What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of First Impressions here on Kind of Funny Games. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Greg, it's finally happening.
Right. So we're in one of those time warps, ladies and gentlemen, where you might have seen on Friday, the 23rd of October, Blessing and I got our PlayStation 5s. Of course, we filmed individual unboxing videos. Those are live now as well. And this is Blessing's first time going in and playing anything on a PlayStation 5, right? This is your first time playing a game on the PlayStation 5.
Literally up until now, I've been setting up, trying to get my PS5 connected and all that stuff. And yeah, I am for the first time jumping into a game right now.
So what we're jumping into is Astro's Playroom. The embargo that Sony gave us, obviously, these are pre-release machines. Of course, this PlayStation 5 and all the games are provided by PlayStation 4 Review. They gave embargo saying that we can only show cooling springs. It's a stage inside of Astro's Playroom. They want, obviously, a lot of different surprises and things for you. However, we're allowed to talk about the DualSense and the experience of using that. Obviously, this is a showcase for what the controller can do. So we started it fully expecting just to get to the level and start playing. But as we started it, Blessing started freaking out about what he's doing. So we can't show you on the screen right now the DualSense and what all the little bells and whistles it's doing. But Blessing's allowed to react to it. And all he's been doing is cursing and shouting. So Blessing, what's happening?
Yeah, so no, like I've been, it's Astro's Playroom, which is the game that is here to showcase what the PlayStation 5 can do. Mm-hmm. And as I'm making my way through the opening screens of the game, I'm essentially doing things with the DualSense that feel really cool. Like, and I have to be vague about it, but also specific at the same time. And so basically, you know, I can talk about my DualSense impressions. And with that, they've talked about the example
haptic
we give all the
feedbacks
time.
And like rumbles.
The haptic feedbacks, the rumbles, the fact that with your triggers, you're going to be able to pull to a certain extent, right? And that's going to change how somebody might do like a bow and arrow mechanic or something along those lines. Right now I'm holding my triggers and the way they're set up, right? And once I get to the other streams, I'm going to see how different it feels. But essentially, there is a tension on my triggers.
Your adaptive triggers.
My adaptive triggers that is keeping me from squeezing all the way. And then once I actually pull through, you know, that allows me to actually do a command. And
there's an effect going on, yeah.
With that, there's an effect going on. But then also, there are vibrations going on in my triggers that feel really cool. And so, like, that actually feels, I feel like there is a promise being delivered here that I really appreciate. And then,
now remember, this isn't spoilers for the game Astro's Player. This is spoilers for the controller and how it feels at the very beginning, which this is what I said in my unboxing, Blessing. It is so ridiculous and crazy that we are giving our first impressions with the PlayStation 5 in our home, and they are legitimately our first impressions. We've never gotten a touch or do anything before. What are you doing right now?
I am blowing into the microphone.
Okay, just making sure I understood what was happening over there with your DualSense there. Yeah.
I love this
game. Lick it. The microphone built into your DualSense over there.
Got my there. Everybody knows that I love Astrobot Rescue Mission from PlayStation VR. And
I hear you love that almost as much as I love Halloween.
I mean, I don't know if you love Halloween that much. From what I gather, you're not a big Halloween fan at all. At least that's what I've
heard.
The game.
People are already sick of this bit. I've seen it. They don't like it anymore, right?
But yeah, like the DualSense so far, I'm really impressed with it. You know, I don't know. You've gotten to hold it, right? You were just holding it up. Have you gotten to mess around with it at all?
I've messed around with it in stuff we wouldn't be able to talk about in terms of just you setting up my PlayStation, obviously. But not I am. You have played more PlayStation 5 games right now than I have.
Really? You've not touched anything?
I mean, looks at the embargoes. Let's just say I haven't. I haven't put any real time into any game.
Gotcha. Yeah, like, so I'm literally about, what, five minutes in into Astrobot, if that. And I'm
not
trying to
even, right? I was going to say, you've gone through the tutorial of how to set it up, and now you're breaking into the world to get to the level cooling springs is all you need to get to. So it's still a tutorial. We still can't show you this, but it's Astro. He's doing stuff.
Yeah, and it has vibes of the PSVR game, which bodes well
with
me.
That's what we want, right?
Absolutely loved the PSVR game.
You and I adored that game, and that's what I've been so excited about with Astro's Playroom, is that the idea that it's going to introduce how good of a platformer Astrobot Rescue Mission was. If they can bring any of that over here to this game, they're going to be sitting pretty, because that was a fantastic platforming experience, and I'm excited to see what happens. So here you go. You're going into your cooling fan right now.
Here we go. Barrett, we can start showing
here.
Things now. About now.
I'm saying now.
There we
Come
go.
At me, Shuhei.
Here we are. Cooling Springs, Bot Beach.
Bot Beach.
I will say, Astrobot Rescue Mission, I've talked a lot about how I love it. So uh-huh. far, I am very excited for this because
like, it looks good. It looks like Rescue, Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Yeah, and it controls pretty much the same way, except in Rescue... Well, no, in Rescue Mission, you are using the DualShock. It has the same kind of controls. Jump.
Yeah.
You have your laser move with your feet there. Got the same punch. I would say graphically, it looks better, obviously, because I'm playing it on a screen as opposed to the VR.
I mean, it's also PlayStation 5, right? I think that was one of the things of... Even for a VR game, Astrobot Rescue Mission, which, of course, you can hear all about in the PlayStation VR show we did, me and Kevin. Even for a VR game, that game looked beautiful and was smooth. And even right now, watching this, you know, COVID times, I'm watching your Discord feed of you playing the game, and this looks fantastic.
Yeah, it is crisp. Like, I am actually... really digging how crisp this game looks.
You getting some resistance there? You getting some rumble there?
I am getting some rumble. It honestly reminds me of HD rumble on the Joy-Cons, but more detail, like more HD. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes 100%.
Like, as I'm running around with Astrobot right now, I feel like the tiniest pitter patters on my controller, at the bottom of my controller, which feels really cool.
Here we are. Still in Cooling Springs.
All right, so we cut for a second there. You saw that idle animation.
Is that a little PlayStation VR, you know what I mean?
I love a good idle animation.
I'm excited to hook up my PlayStation VR to my PlayStation 5 as soon as I get the adapter, wherever that is, and however I get that, and a Vita. Is Vita dead? No, sir. Vita lives on inside Astro's Playroom.
All right, so we're about to transition. It's weird having to look down to the controller to see what the, I guess.
Where exactly the options button is?
Yeah, where exactly the options button is.
Oh my gosh. Wait, was that like an overview map of Cooling Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it seems more open than Rescue Mission, which seems really cool. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, there it is. Touchpad.
You big bum.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm doing motion here. Right now, there's tension on the R2. Oh my God. The R2 button feels real springy right now.
Okay.
Like before, when I was demonstrating at the beginning, right, there was like a tension that was essentially turning into more of like a click kind of thing. Uh-huh. Right now, it does feel like I'm pulling a spring as opposed to the click.
Gotcha.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so if you're an audio listener right now, imagine one of those toys with a spring at the bottom that usually suction cup to your desk and then make spring around. He has no suction cup, and he's aiming himself to the sides while using the gyroscopes, right, to actually turn where you're doing it.
Yeah. So right now I'm just controlling this with the motion controls on the DualSense. And
R2 to shoot yourself.
Yeah, the trigger.
Ooh, come on, boss. You got this. There you go.
If there's anything I'm good at in this world, Greg.
Yeah.
Just platformers.
Got it. Okay.
That's about it. Platformers and rap trivia. Oof.
What's MC Hammer's real name?
They call him Mick Corinthian Hammer.
You don't know anything. That's what they don't know anything about rap.
Mick Corinthian Hammer.
All right, there we go. Get that help, please. Ooh, your first trophy.
Oh, trophy. Thank you, everybody.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Blessings first. PlayStation 5 trophy. Very excited about that.
Oh, my God. Again, this feels really cool to do. Like, I can't stress enough how cool this feels.
Okay.
And this is not just blowing smoke. Like, I'm very excited to see how developers use these triggers, as corny as that sounds. And I know that's going to be like a thing of, we'll see how many third parties use it, because the Xbox does not have this, but
Xbox did it. I don't think they make a big deal about it, but I think they have controllers or triggers like that, don't they?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, if the Xbox Series X has it, I have not experienced it. Granted, I've not played an Xbox Series X that much, only to play a few games, but... This feels different from what I've experienced on when it comes to like the Xbox triggers, like because Xbox has it so that they're vibrating at certain points, and I think you can like set it so that it feels certain ways, and like the Elite controller. But
yeah.
This feels like it is very much determined on how the developer wants these things to feel in any moment. Let's see here, so I can pull these, get some coins out of there. I'm pulling out wires right now for an audio listener. Yeah, going against Wind Current again. Like a lot of this, a lot of the things I'm doing now are being reflected on the DualSense in terms of the feel of what I'm doing. And so, like going against those Wind Currents, I felt slight vibrations there. I'm still feeling the pitter patters of the footsteps right now. I'm sliding on ice, gliding on ice, and with that, like,
does the controller get cold?
No, that's the one thing missing. That's the one. That's a great question. No, the controller is not cold. Yeah, I'm in like a winter area level sort of deal. Oh, I just died.
Oh, that's the thing. All right, so the adaptive resistance is what's different than the Xbox's controllers. My apologies. I'm just making sure I have it all right, because I know that I don't represent Xbox enough and everybody else would be usually when I say something about the controller.
What is that? Is that... Okay, that was just square. That was just a square button thing. I was pressing all the buttons on the controller to figure out how I was going to...
What do I do next? Thing. I don't know what I'm doing next.
Does this do anything for you, Greg? I know you liked Astro.
Are you kidding me? I can't wait. Oh my god, I can't wait to play this. Yeah, the only thing that kept me from getting the Astro Rescue Mission platinum was the idea of like, I gotta drag out the headset. No, I gotta do this. Like, no, this totally. Look at that,
dude. You this is a
navigation
cool.
controller. Yeah, no, totally. This is. I can't wait to go through and screw around with this. And it's the whole thing. I think one of their hooks to it is all the PlayStation Easter eggs in there and all the different things they're doing and making it feel like you're playing something at PSX. I can't wait.
Yeah, like it feels almost like a celebration of PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think I'm looking for.
Yeah, and like I know like a part, the different levels seem to want to represent different aspects of the PS5. Like this level is Cooling Springs, which I assume is supposed to mean that, like it's supposed to represent like, hey, this thing's not going to get as hot.
Well, I mean, you remember you went through the fan, right? I think that's definitely what they're trying to drive home is how cool the PlayStation 5 runs.
God damn it, the same guy killed me again.
Come on, man. Step it up. Embarrassing. You're embarrassing me out here.
I understand. I am. I apologize. I'll do better.
But no, this is definitely one I can't wait to sit down and play with. Hopefully platinum? Is there a platinum in this game? We don't know. And since it's outside of Cooling Springs, we can't go check.
Yeah, there's got to be, right? I guess it's free, and so maybe not.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's a PlayStation game, right? Like, it's a first-party one. Welcome Park on Vita had a platinum. No, it didn't.
Oh! Doing more of these ice skating challenges. I got to get that thing. Puzzle piece.
I trust you. I believe in you.
I gotta bait this guy. Here we go.
There you go. Yeah. See, you understand. You got it now. Pull his little wire. See it. You got it.
Wow. It's like one hit and I'm gone. Was that how Rescue Mission was? Was it one hit in that game? I guess it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but you could get something, right? Couldn't you get something that like, kind of like a crash where if you had it, you get hit.
I don't even know if you could in that game.
No.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of like, I think you might be thinking of Crash.
Okay. Just played Crash not too long ago.
So. Yeah, you're pretty fragile in this game.
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm clicking through. There probably isn't going to be platinum on this, is there? There's no platinum, you figure, on Welcome Park on Vita, and there was no platinum on Playroom on PS4.
Oh my God.
This is
he keeps jumping, exactly, which is looking at the enemy.
See, this is the thing. It's not even like this is what we were talking about earlier when I was joking around with not joking around. I made the prediction on PS I Love You, a bold prediction, that this wouldn't get reviewed, right? It wouldn't have scored reviews.
Do you still feel that way?
I don't know. That's the thing, is that I feel like it's a really full fledged game. As you obviously are plowing through it right now.
Oh,
yeah, it's a tech showcase right here as you blow on the fan, right, to get yourself moving. But this is a full blown platformer, right? Like, it's not just something that's easy peasy and you're done. They actually want you to go through and
it's a follow-up to a it's a follow-up to a critical hit. Like, people absolutely adored Rescue Mission.
But again, my thing about it, like, right, is like, yes, you're right, but again, it's also a free pack-in. So if my argument on PS I Love You remains, if I'm IGN, if I'm GameSpot, I only have so many reviewers to go around. Am I having them review the free game that everybody gets? I mean, I think there's also the argument of like, what plays in its favor now is the fact that obviously we have it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go into how many games we do or do not have, but you have it here, so you have to play something. So why wouldn't you be talking and reviewing everything? As yeah, we're reviewing guess, this, like, you know, full disclosure, yeah. Kind of funny. He's going to do a Gamescast review of this.
Yeah, because I think the question does come. The question does come back to you, like, if we're talking about that review conversation, yeah. Then yeah, like, what is the purpose of review, right? Like, are you reviewing this for people to go out and buy it, and people want to make that split decision? And if the case is that people aren't needing to buy this because it's already packed in, then, you know, do you need to do it? But then I think on the other side, it's like, well, it's going to be a hit, right? This is going to be a game that people are looking forward to and might end up loving a lot. And so, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm with you. I can't wait to play this and yada, yada, yada. I wonder how it'll fare, though, in terms of excitement levels against Sackboy. Because while different in, you know, some regards, they are still platformers. They are still going through in collectathons, right? And Sackboy comes with a price tag attached to it, which I think puts expectations on it that Astrobot doesn't have. And so who does that work for? Does it work for that people look at Sackboy and go, oh, this is a full-fledged game. This is the real deal kind of thing. Or does it work to Astrobot where people are like, holy shit, this is free and this is so great?
Well, let me ask you, what have you been looking forward to more between this and Sackboy?
I think they're both on probably this.
That's where I'm at too.
It's this because this is like, oh, this is the Astrobot team again. They're, you know what I mean? I loved Rescue Mission so much. Clearly, I'm excited to see what they do here and what this turns into. And then Sackboy is exciting because, hey, okay, cool. Super Mario 3D World or whatever with Sackboy sounds great, but it is that thing of like, okay, cool, it's unproven. Like, I don't know exactly what I'm getting out of that. The screens look great.
Dude, cool is this? I missed it. I really enjoy platformers, 2D and 3D, right? And like,
yeah.
I don't know. The amount of creativity and polish I'm seeing out of this thing right now, like just so far, I'm very impressed. Like, I really enjoy. We talked about this with other games like Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze or Yooka-Laylee in the Impossible Lair, and I think Tim even referenced this with Crash 4. I appreciate platformer design when everything's part of the environment in some sort of way. Like, everything makes sense in the way that it's put together, and like going through these levels, right? Like, everything. In terms of like the backgrounds where you see all the other Astrobots kind of chilling and doing their thing, you see the Astrobot there doing a jig, doing a dance.
All the people we saved, right? We saved all these Astrobots.
Oh yeah, in the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like seeing all this go down and like seeing how everything seems to be stitched together in terms of level design in a way that explains like why these platforms are here as opposed to just floating platforms. Like, I'm super into it. I think this is all really cool. This is all speaking to me.
Radical.
Like, I do not want to stop playing this at any point right now.
See, it's that thing where I want you to stop playing it because I want to play it. It's like, you're killing it. You're doing great, kid. But at some point, you know, save something for me here. Look at him playing on the
warm. Do you hear that? Oh, no, you don't hear it because you don't hear sound.
Yeah.
Right now, it sounds like the PS4 menu. Oh my god. No, the PS3.
Look, you're in the PS3 menu.
Yeah,
there's the cross-media bar.
It sounds, and I can hear the cross-media bar. Like music.
That's awesome. What a cool thing. I can't wait to see what else they have in it.
How do I fit? Am I just done here? What's going on?
I mean, you have to do something, I'm sure, to assemble it, to push it. Push it real good.
There you go.
Boom. Oh, there it is, PS3.
Yeah. I'm just going through earning all these.
I gotta get down this thing. There's a lot of trophies. Yeah. I gotta get playing.
Can rotate it using the motion controls.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Alright, cool. Yeah, I can't wait to play. I don't want to see any more. Stop it.
Cool. Stopping it. Greg, do you have any final thoughts on Astrobot or Astro's Playroom?
I mean, that's the question for you. You're the one playing it. It looks, from my side, it looks great. It looks like a full-fledged platformer, and it looks like something I'm excited to jump into and see the PlayStation lineage and history represented in it. Does that sound right?
Yeah. No, that sounds about right. Like, I'm really excited to see in what ways this game represents being this big PlayStation celebration, right? Like, it reminds me of Mario Odyssey, like in the New Donk City level where you're going through and it turns out to be this big celebration of the original Donkey Kong game. I'm getting similar vibes out of this, but throughout the course of a whole game as you're going through and collecting different PlayStation artifacts, you know, going through these different elements of the PlayStation 5. It seems like a great way to usher in a new console. I'm all about it. I can't wait to get out of this Let's Play so I can go into the other levels and actually play them. I'm really looking forward to this thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Astro's Playroom bundled in with your PlayStation 5, of course, launching on November 12th here in the United States. Remember that right now you can go over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or podcast services around the globe and get PSI Love You XOXO, our brand new episode. We spent the weekend with the PS5. We are talking about what we can talk about over there. And of course, that's just the beginning of all the PlayStation 5 coverage here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. Remember, if you're one of the audiophiles out there, follow Kind of Funny First Impressions, Kind of Funny Gamescast, Kind of Funny's PS I Love You XOXO to keep abreast of all the PlayStation situations as we hurtle towards the PlayStation 5's imminent release. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.